Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. It's Friday. Preseason game day. Saints Cards in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tonight. I'm sure some of you have already started the tailgating or are already into that tailgating mentality. At preseason game, I hope the Saints look better than they did in the first preseason game against Jacksonville. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the game tonight. It's always fun. And our pregame coverage begins at 3 o'clock, so we've got a short show, a lot to get in just 2 hours. It is Friday, so we're going to act like it. Right now, you need to reach over and crank it up because this is what you have been working for. This is a solemn anniversary. It was on this day, August 17th, 1969, Hurricane Camille was coming ashore on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I was in Pensacola at the time. That summer, I was working at the convenience store on Santa Rosa Island, right when you go across the Bay Bridge, and then you're in the Gulf Breeze area, and then you go across the Sound Bridge. And when you get to Santa Rosa Island, on the other side of the tower area, there's a convenience store. I mean, it's been there for years. One summer, I worked at that convenience store. And I had a lot of fun, some of which I cannot discuss on the air. But it was a lot of fun being there. Anyway, so I was there. And since I was staying with a family in Gulf Breeze, we had to leave because they weren't exactly sure where Camille was going to hit. So we went downtown to the Roadway Inn and had a hurricane party. And it really wasn't too bad in Pensacola, but I had very close family friends along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they took a hard hit. In fact, I drove back home and then took our family station wagon, and then went back to pick them up and brought them back, and they lived with us for a period of time because they lived about a block away from the beach. So for those of you along the Mississippi Gulf Coast who dealt with all of that, and the Alabama Gulf Coast as well, you know, our thoughts are with you today. This is a very solemn anniversary. But think about what you've come through. Think about where you are now. I mean, the Gulf Coast is, in so many ways, is thriving. In many ways, the Gulf Coast has done a better job of coming back even than New Orleans. And they certainly have just kicked our butts when it comes to casinos and how they handle all of that industry there. So, look, that's a tough group of people. And I know we have a lot of listeners over along the Gulf Coast. And we always welcome to all of you to our show every afternoon. Today, August 17th, is also the anniversary of the beginning of the Celebration of Life Pop Music Festival. It was a Woodstock-style pop music festival in McCrae, Louisiana, Pointe Coupee Parish, on the banks of the Atchafalaya River. And it was just debauchery. It was a mess. This was in 1971, so a couple of years after Woodstock. We're going to talk about that, and I would love to talk to you if you were there. And if you were there, do you even remember it? And in the same way that earlier this week we talked about on August 15th, it was the anniversary of the beginning of Woodstock in upstate New York, I think these are reminders that for the baby boomer generation that is now the establishment, to criticize a young generation as if you never did anything is just so hypocritical to me. And wait till you hear some of this stuff. For those of you who are millennials, Gen X, Gen Y, those of you who are younger than baby boomers, wait till you hear what the baby boomer generation that is so critical of you, wait till you hear what that generation was part of. Now, not all of the baby boomers were there, but this was reflective of the mentality of that original anti-establishment generation. And it was crazy. Before we get to that, though, there's reason to be sad for President Trump because he's not going to get his military parade. And, you know, you know how this is going to be affecting the president. The mayor of Washington, D.C. fired back at President Trump. President Trump blamed the city of the district of Washington, D.C. for the ridiculously high cost of the parade. Well, things like that cost a lot of money. Was it going to be 21.6 million? The Associated Press had a report out that it was about 92 million. So, I mean, who knows? Look, our government's broke. And so we got to cut back on some things. And this is one of the things that we can cut back on. But you remember that President Trump was just so excited when he went to France. And on Bastille Day, he saw the military parade. So he wanted to have one. Well, then they talked about the problem with the tanks rolling through the streets and the damage that it would cause to the streets. So it really wasn't that practical. Nobody's saying anything negative about the military. And you can say that a military parade is unnecessary and still love the military because there are a hell of a lot of people currently in the military and who were previously in the military who are totally against the parade. Here's Mike Lyons, a CBS military expert, talking about the military parade.
I think, unfortunately, the president has bowed to political pressure here, given the fact that he wanted this so much. But I don't think it's a battle worth fighting, given the current political environment. And the military will now have another year to plan for something. Maybe not as extravagant that the president originally wanted, but they could do something to meet the requirement of having a celebration for the end of the 100 years of the First World War.
And Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president, talks about why the parade is necessary.
I think the best use of the American tax dollars, the $700 billion, is to give them the resources and the respect they need, not disrespecting the flag and yelling at our brave men and women in uniform when they walk by.
Yeah, but we're broke. I mean, we're absolutely broke. There are, you know, this is what bothers me about government. Nationally, statewide and locally. They want to tell you how broke they are, but they don't suffer at all. They don't cut back. Every president does it, and they should not do it. And I was critical when President Obama did it. I was critical when George W. Bush did it. So I am consistent in being critical when Donald Trump does it as president. You don't have to keep jumping on Air Force One to go places. It's not necessary. And if we're absolutely broke, at some point, the government's got to cut back. Jimmy Kimmel, host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, last night, talked about the parade. Now, he made these comments before the parade was postponed and canceled.
President Trump is busy planning a parade to support himself emotionally around Veterans Day in Washington, D.C. And remember last month they said this parade would cost $12 million? Turns out the estimate was a little bit off. It was off by about $80 million. According to a defense official, the parade is now expected to cost $92 million. But don't worry, I'm sure he'll get Mexico to pay for this one, too.
All right, coming up, the pregame coverage of our preseason game, the Saints and the Cardinals tonight, begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and Seth Dunlop for Fans First Take. And then it will be time for the Bud Light countdown to kick off with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick live from the Dome between gates A and B. That's by the Saints official pro shop. And then the new voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, and color analyst, Saints all-time leading rusher Deuce McAllister, will be in the booth starting at 7 o'clock with Steve Geller on the sidelines, and then the point after with the Cajun Cannon and K-Dog, Christian Garrick. Wall-to-wall Saints coverage. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon, goes on until midnight on Saints Radio WWL. Remember, you can also stream the Saints game live on your laptop or desktop. All you have to do is just pause the DVR and sync up with Saints Radio so you can listen to the home team only on WWL. So check that out. I thought Zach Strief did a really great job with the first preseason game and first time he was doing play-by-play in the booth. And, you know, you think about so many announcers who start out doing play-by-play of high school games, college games, and then they work their way up to prominent positions. But a lot of them start out that way. Zach Strief started at the NFL. And I thought the guy did a really, really good job. So tune in for that tonight. And I just think he's going to bring something really special to the booth. And I thought the chemistry with Zach and with Deuce was really phenomenal. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. First up on the show today, there is a sixth-grade teacher in Pennsylvania. And in his spare time, he's part of a professional wrestling league. His character in the professional wrestling league is a Nazi. And so he comes out, there's Nazi salutes, there's children in the crowd cheering him on as the good guy, and some people are absolutely freaking out. And I understand the imagery of that, but I mean, let's remember this guy is just a character. He's just being an actor. And there was some question about whether or not he should be allowed to keep his teaching job for the sixth grade. Should he still be allowed to be a teacher? Well, the school district has looked into this and said that he has not violated any school board policy, so they're going to let him keep his job. So the question is, should a teacher be allowed to keep his teaching job if he moonlights as a professional wrestler with a Nazi persona? Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. And a little bit later, we'll start talking about the celebration of life, which began on this day, August 17th, back in 1971. It was a mess, and we'll tell you why. We're coming right back on WWL. All right, so this teacher, this sixth grade teacher in Pennsylvania, was being investigated because he moonlights as a Nazi-themed wrestler. Is that wrong? Should a teacher be allowed to keep his teaching job if he moonlights as a professional with a Nazi persona? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Right now, 80% say yes, he should be able to keep the job. 20% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text about the military parade. Parade, a total waste of time. This guy is not a conservative big spender. Yeah, I mean, when you think about the deficit and you think about all the spending that's going on in Washington, it's really difficult to paint this picture of President Donald Trump as a true conservative. Here's a text about the guy who is Hitler and also a teacher. Scoot, wouldn't it be the same as portraying Hitler in a play? It's all acting. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But, you know, some people freak out. And this is where we are in America. You know, it's just like it's all or nothing. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, we should be smart enough to be able to apply human judgment to situations. And a wrestler, you know, because in the wrestling world, and I'm not an expert on professional wrestling, but I know this much about it. There are evil characters and they're good characters. And sometimes the evil characters become good. Sometimes the good characters become evil. It's all part of the show. And so to have an evil character like Hitler, or not Hitler, but a Nazi, well, that's part of the show, and I don't think that should be included in the general criticism of Nazis and white supremacists. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, man. I just wanted to say something real quick. I was thinking a good way to fix that parade would be to have it at Mardi Gras time, where the infrastructure is already there, sponsored by the armed forces, and call it the Red, White, and Blue Crew.
You know, that's an idea. There are definitely alternatives to what the president wants to do. And, Robert, I guess what bothers me about the plans for the military parade that has been postponed and now President Trump says it's canceled, maybe they'll do it next year, is the idea that it's like, well, if you're not for spending the money on the parade, then you must be against the military. And I just don't see it that way.
Yeah, I could see it as a funner thing, maybe, if people would really enjoy something. When you already have military bands playing in most of the parades.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You wouldn't need to roll tanks down the street or rockets. You know, you could just do the military men and maybe even just veterans as crew members and their spouses. I don't know.
Robert, I appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend. From Uptown, Lynn, you're on WWL.
Well, thanks for having me. I wanted to say that the teacher, at the very least, I feel should be reprimanded in some way. I don't think it's a good idea to dress as a Nazi in front of students, encouraging them to cheer you as some sort of hero.
Well, he's not doing it in class. Some of the students may end up at a wrestling match. They might end up at one of the events.
He's a
wrestler, and it's a professional wrestling league. So, but I mean, it's conceivable that some of the students would show up there and see him.
Well, that's something totally different.
Yeah.
So he did not do this in the classroom.
No, not to my knowledge. No.
Okay.
No.
Well. All right, Lynn. I misheard it.
Have
a great day.
That's all right. I appreciate the call. And from Picayune, Alan, welcome to WWL.
They're barbecuing out here at the Dome.
Already?
Yes, sir.
You're already out there barbecuing. What are you barbecuing?
They're barbecuing all kinds of stuff. Anything given, anything you want, chicklins, anything you want to get. They even got anything you want, Scoop. They got a big, big sign out that says Scoop Burgers.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Hey, I want to invite you. I want to invite you to Rock and Roll Sunday, Harvey Jesus and Fire.
I'm going to try to talk to Harvey Jesus in the next hour because we're going to be out there doing live Facebook on WWL Radio. So we will be there live on Facebook from Back to the Bounty, and this is a reunion party of everybody who used to go to the Bounty to hear Harvey Jesus and Fire.
I'm helping out Harvey right now doing that, and it's going to be a good thing. Get all the old faces back together, get the community back together, and who could forget the Bounty? Nickel Draft Night at the Bounty. Oh. Do you remember that?
Well, I have vague memories of that, yeah. All right, Alan, I got to go. I'm glad you called. Glad you're already partying. And, yeah, we'll be talking about that a little bit later. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. You know, wrestling has evil characters. And there's an evil character in the form of a Nazi wrestler. The guy's also a sixth-grade teacher in the area of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and his name is Kevin Bean, and there were some questions about whether or not he was going to be allowed to keep his sixth-grade teaching job, and so, yeah, he can keep it. Now it's official. The teacher gets to continue to be a teacher and also continues to be a Nazi-themed wrestler. Is there a problem with that? I've got a text here that says, this is still the United States of America, correct? You know, sometimes you have to ask yourself that question. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Should a teacher be allowed to keep his teaching job if he moonlights as a professional wrestler with a Nazi persona? 76% say yes and 24% say no. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We have also talked about the president's military parade has been postponed. He says it has been canceled, and he's not happy with that. And he's blaming, originally he blamed the district of Washington, D.C., because of the expense. You know, look, our country's broke, and we don't need to do things that are unnecessary. And it's not necessary. And if you are against the parade, it doesn't mean you're against the military. So let's just set the record straight on that right now, because there are those who are going to try to make it seem as if you are against the parade, then you're against the military. That is not true. Here's a text that says, military parade, what are we, a communist country? Only dictators dream like that. Here's a text about the wrestler. How about a Bin Laden wrestler that enters the ring with two burning towers as props? Well, how about that? I mean, that would be certainly an evil character. Here's a text that says, Scoot, there's a difference between freedom and good taste. Well, I get it. But if you're not into the wrestling world, then maybe you don't understand this. And that's not part of my world, but I understand that there are evil characters. And I don't have a problem with a guy as an evil character, as a Nazi, because he's just acting. From Slidell, Debbie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. My comment is, and it's been grating on my nerves, $93,000+. Why don't they help the military get housing, medical? I just think it's a waste of money, and I'm just nerves.
It certainly doesn't define our love for the military. It doesn't.
Exactly.
Having or not having a parade doesn't define who we are as a military nation, as a country that appreciates the military.
Yes, but that kind of money should be given to the families of forgotten, the families of people that have lost people.
Yeah, the estimate's somewhere between 21 million and 92 million.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't look. We can't afford it, Debbie. It's really that simple.
We can't afford it. We cannot afford this parade. I'm just right. thinking the parade is a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, Debbie, I appreciate the call. I would agree with that. Here's a text that says, we'll put on as a radio show, but all of you in the hack snowflake that pushes leftist propaganda, what the hell does that mean? You know, if you're going to write a criticism of this show in a text, I mean, have it make sense. Or just admit that you don't even know how to make it logical enough. Here's a text. I love our military. I do like President Trump's policies, but definitely not a need for a parade. I mean, maybe if Blaine Kern got involved in it, maybe that would be a whole different story. From Chalmette, Chris, glad you're on the show.
How's it going, Dave?
Good.
I want to kind of comment as a casual wrestling fan that the uproar of people just curious if this guy should lose his job over something he does
mm-hmm.
that doesn't follow negatively on the school, doesn't promote the school while he's doing this. Those villain characters in wrestling you were talking about, they're called heels. And I remember a lot of probably WWE or WWF fans from back in the day. I remember the Iron Sheik, who was kind of like an Iranian villain in the time where there was a lot of stuff going on in that area politically between us and them. And those characters don't normally get a lot of applause, and they have like the really kind of mm-hmm. weird fringe fans. So they're really not like, you know, like you said, it's an acting thing. So it's not like they yeah. take those roles seriously in their personal lives. So anybody taking that seriously that doesn't understand it kind of cracks me up.
Chris, I think there was a time when, because of the heels are in wrestling are based on who our enemies are, and mm-hmm. You know, at one time maybe they were Germans, at one time they were Russians because of the Cold War, and I yep. think there was a Russian wrestler. I don't know his name, but I think there was a Russian wrestler. Well, he was a Russian character wrestler. He was a communist, and then when communism failed and we kind of became friendly with Russia and they were working on democracy, I believe he became a tag team partner for an American wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So it does change.
Right.
Yeah, it does change. Chris, I appreciate your insight into that because, again, I'm not an expert on professional wrestling. Here is a text that says he should wrestle as Trump, far worse than Hitler. You know, that's the way some people feel. I mean, I read these texts. I don't make them up. These texts speak about what the audience is thinking. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Coming up this afternoon, we're going to talk about the Celebration of Life Music Festival. It was a pop festival that started on the banks of the Atchafalaya River in McRae, Louisiana, Pointe Coupee Parish. Celebration of Life. It was a disaster. It was a product of the anti-establishment generation then, the baby boomers, and we'll be talking about that. If you were there, I would love to talk to you about that. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. John Sebastian of Love and Spoonful had broken up with Love and Spoonful in 71, but he went on stage, and he was one of the early performers, and he did a medley of the Love and Spoonful hits, and this was one of them. We'll be back on WWL. Ike and Tina were there at the Celebration of Life Festival. They did a cover of the Creedence song, Proud Mary, which was a very, very big hit for them. And I believe this was one of the songs that they did at Celebration of Life. It's a classic. And at the Celebration of Life Pop Festival in Pointe Coupee Parish, which opened up on this day, August 17th, 1971, there were people naked in the river. Young people took off all their clothes, and they got in the river. It was really hot, very hot. In fact, there were a lot of problems with the heat. I'll talk more about that in just a bit. Somebody wanted to know if you can bring umbrellas into the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the Saints game. I've done it before. I don't think that's changed. If I'm wrong, just call me or send me a text and correct me. But I believe you can bring umbrellas into the dome. From Slidell, Steve, welcome to the show. Hello, Steve. Okay. From the North Shore, Tom, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to listen to you all the time. Dude.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.
I just want to comment on that Washington parade.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans Day is a day to pay respect and honor to our present military and our past veterans that have served. Why don't they do like they do every place else in this country and veterans organizations put on these parades? All you need is a little police protection for traffic control. And it's not about our might and our power. It's about paying respect to veterans. We don't need to spend millions of dollars to do this. It's done in New Orleans. It's done on the North.
Boy, especially in small towns across America, you know, you can see these Veterans Day parades going on everywhere.
Yeah, I've rode my bike in many of them, and it's a pleasure to do so. Yeah. I'm a fifth generation combat veteran. I mean, that's not what it's about, showing our might and our power.
Well, and I think that's where President Trump is missing the real intent here. It's as if he wants to show off our might, and that's something that is done in other countries, not just dictatorships. France has, the president got the idea from being in France on Bastille Day and seeing the military parade there. But, you know, we're going to have to find ways, Tom, to cut back on things that aren't a necessity, and until we do that, I'm not gonna feel badly that our government doesn't have any money.
Well, that's correct. I mean, you know, I live on a VA disability and my Social Security, and I can't spend money I ain't got.
Yeah.
And the country needs to start doing that too.
Tom, I appreciate the call, and we all appreciate what you did for our country.
It's a thing a long time ago, brother.
All right. That's all right, man. You still did it. I appreciate the comment and the commitment. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. Here's a text. How about a wrestler who steps into the ring and takes away everybody's health care, and he calls himself Barack Hussein Obama? Okay, well, I mean, go for it. Why don't you create the character and see how it goes? It'll either work or it won't work. But you're not banned from doing that. I mean, I think people are trying to, like, you know, catch me in this trap. Well, wait a minute. If you can have a Nazi, well, why not have somebody like Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, really, let it go, huh? This week on the show, we talked about the Pearl Jam poster, and Pearl Jam is now defending a poster showing the White House on fire and an eagle pecking at the corpse of President Trump. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Another fun night last night, 80s night in the quarter. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Daily Facebook video is up. It is posted. That conversation is going on right now on WWL Radio. And the Facebook post is about this sixth grade teacher who is also a Nazi wrestler. He poses as his character is a Nazi, and he's been allowed to keep his job. Do you agree with that? Anyway, get involved in that conversation at WWL Radio. It is also posted on the SOTA Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Here's a text that says that the Russian wrestler that I was just referring to was Nikolai Volkov, and he passed away just 2 weeks ago. That's sad. Hey, we've got a code word coming up here in just a few minutes. And from Metairie, Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Everything is a money issue, and I agree 100%. We need to fix the deficit and all. There needs to be a plan for that. Nobody in Washington cuts back on anything. So there's not a fiscal conservative in the whole bunch, with the except maybe Cruz, and his hands are tied. With that said, I do believe in something like a parade for the simple reason if we took away every celebration, and I'm a bit exaggerated, we'd have to close the D-Day Museum. We'd have to close, you know, any other things we have going on. Our Mardi Gras. Why would we waste money on Mardi Gras? Why wouldn't we just send it to the government to pay down a deficit? I mean, if you're not going to have some celebration, what is it? And just because it's the military, everybody jumps up in arms. But I think I do have a little bit of a solution. If our chief negotiator, President Trump, would do it like he does business, he'd bump it on somebody and say, what can you do for me for $10 million? Of course, the world would squawk at $10
million. That's interesting. Okay? Craig, I'm going to have to leave it there. Interesting idea. One text says we ought to save the money on the parade and put it toward the wall. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is LAME. Text L-A-M-E to 72881. text LAME to 72881. You're eligible to win $1,000 if you do that. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. More of your texts are coming up, and I want to talk about this being the anniversary of the Celebration of Life Pop Festival in Louisiana. It was a mess. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.